From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large for Friday, June 27th, 2014. I'm Christina Karnatz.
I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by 121 Digital Marketing, a full-service digital agency helping local businesses with their online presence. Services include reputation and social media management, mobile and desktop website design and management, press releases, search engine marketing, and optimization. 121digitalmarketing.com for more information.
Ahead on Ozarks, can e-cigarettes help smokers reduce their consumption of nicotine? More than 20 vapor shops have opened in Northwest Arkansas alone recently. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich looks at the phenomenon. And Jonathan Story talks about his upcoming concert in Fayetteville and plays the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano.
First, State Senate Minority Leader Keith Ingram is pressuring election officials to resolve an imbalance in how counties performed in the first statewide test of 2013's voter ID law. The Democrat from West Memphis says he wants to see a more robust effort to coordinate best practices between counties.
With 1,000 Arkansas voters that were disenfranchised in the primary, and the possibility of up to 5,000 being disenfranchised, that is troubling to me, and I would think it would be troubling to the Secretary of State's office.
Responding to Ingram at Thursday's meeting of the Joint Performance Review Committee, Doug Mateo, the chief deputy at the Secretary of State's office, said each county has been notified of new ID rules, and part of a $150,000 budget was used for outreach about the new law. Ingram says a statewide body needs to take responsibility and more fully address disparities in ballot rejection rates.
A special session of the Arkansas legislature begins Monday, and there's a push by some to add legislation limiting the lottery to the agenda. The Arkansas Lottery Commission is planning to launch video monitor games this fall to help reverse declining revenue and scholarship funds. Republican Senator Bill Sample of Hot Springs says the proposed style of lottery game exceeds what was intended when the scholarship lottery began in 2009.
We're carrying this too far. We promised in the law. I mean, it says no video lottery terminals. Now, they can call it a horse a different color, but they're just using that to usurp the law.
Lottery officials have argued proposed video monitor games would be different than the video lottery terminals Senator Sample refers to, because they would not be interactive. Some opponents also continue to argue expanding the lottery hurts the poor. In recent years, the legislature, in part with Sample's leadership, has allowed expansion of the types and scale of games at casino-style racetracks like Oaklawn in Hot Springs and Southland in West Memphis.
Members of the Faster Arkansas Committee and other interested parties are hoping Governor Beebe will call a second special session later this year so the legislature can take up the issue of internet access for public schools. Jerry Jones, the executive vice president of Axiom Corporation and chair of the Faster Arkansas Committee, says the committee's recommendation to improve internet bandwidth to the state's K through 12 schools would involve giving those schools the option to tap into the state-funded R-ON fiber optic network.
And that if they're able to obtain adequate broadband access that will meet the standards that are being set and meet their particular needs from a private provider, that's just fine. And we're not saying that they're mandated or required to use the statewide network. We believe, however, that they should have the option to connect to a existing taxpayer-funded internet to capable network. They should have that option available to them. Right now, under state law, they do not have that option. Colleges and universities and community colleges are using that network, but kindergarten through 12th grade, state law are prohibited from being able to tap into the network.
The group has been working since last year on recommendations on how to improve internet access to schools throughout Arkansas. For the coming academic year, the Arkansas Quality Digital Learning Study Committee recommended 100 kilobits per second be available for every student and staff member at schools in the state to provide adequate bandwidth for digital learning programs. In the 2018-19 academic year, the recommended available bandwidth jumps to 1 megabit per second for all students and staff. Aside from changing state law to allow public schools to log on to the R-ON network, bringing the connection to schools would require some additional building out of the network over the figurative last mile to the schools themselves. Kendall Gibbons, the vice president of information technology at Arvest Holdings, says the additional network build-on wouldn't be much of an issue.
The additional build-out, and the devil's in the details for sure, because the universities, the higher education and healthcare facilities have already built out. They've anchored in the network in a lot of these areas. I would say a pretty high percentage of build-out has been done for these anchor tenants.
Estimates are not in for the cost of connecting the network to other areas that aren't served by higher education or telemedicine institutions because state law currently prohibits bidding out the project. However, members of the Faster Arkansas Committee say the additional build-out of the network would likely involve contracting with the same internet service providers who are already selling services to local school districts.
Some Eureka Springs officials are calling for improvements to the city's downtown parking. James DeVito, a city alderman and restaurant owner, says creating more parking for visitors to downtown Eureka Springs has been discussed since the early 1970s, and the lack of parking is the number one complaint the city receives from visitors. During a city council meeting earlier this week, DeVito proposed a five-level parking deck that could be built on city-owned property near the city auditorium on Main Street. He says considering the aesthetic of neighboring buildings, the deck could be built to blend into its surroundings.
For example, the Flatiron Building, which sits at the intersection of Spring and Center Street, is only about 35 years old, but I would guess that anybody that comes to town thinks it's probably 100 years old or older. I've been to Savannah and Charleston and New Orleans and studied their parking garages down there, and they've adopted facades that are in keeping with the neighborhood, and that's what I'm interested in, is something that as you walk past it, you probably wouldn't even know it's a parking garage. I do know in Savannah, at street level, they had narrow shop spaces to make it look like the ground level of the parking garage was actually a storefront, and I think that would be a perfect place for a tourist information center.
He says while building a parking deck would be a costly endeavor, state and federal grants could be sought to help pay for the project, as could proceeds from the city's 3% hospitality tax. Plus, if DeVito's proposed parking deck were completed, he says the city could collect additional proceeds through about 200 paid parking spaces.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals continue their road trip through Texas tonight with another game against Midland. Last night, the Naturals defeated the Rockhounds 6-4. The Nats return to Springdale for their next homestand beginning Monday for a day game against Frisco.
The Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship LPGA event is underway in Rogers. The first golfers teed off this morning, and all three rounds are being televised nationally by the Golf Channel. Among the competitors are former Arkansas Razorbacks Stacy Lewis and Emily Tubert. Lewis is currently the top-ranked golfer in the world, and Tubert, who graduated in May, is playing as a professional for the first time this weekend. The tournament continues at Pinnacle Country Club through Sunday afternoon.
Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs from the mid to upper 80s. And for Saturday night, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower to mid 70s.